From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is stepping up his criticism of health insurance companies as he tries to build public support for final passage of health care overhaul legislation in Congress. Mr. Obama is asking how much higher can medical insurance premiums go before something is done. And the president is adding some pointed words for Republican lawmakers who are intent on derailing the legislation. He said they had 10 years of majorities in Congress, and what happened?
When's the right time for health insurance reform? Is it a year from now, or 2 years from now, or 5 years from now, or 10 years from now? I think it's right now, and that's why you're here today.
President speaking at Arcadia University in Pennsylvania, the first of an expected string of such appearances as he tries to take the offensive in the health care debate. Votes are being counted in Iraq from the country's important parliamentary elections, but the process is taking time. There were more than 6,000 candidates running. NPR's Quill Lawrence in Baghdad reports the turnout was high. About 62% of voters cast ballots, despite a spate of explosions designed to scare people away from the polls.
Speculation is frenzied about the winners of yesterday's vote, but Iraqi election officials are sticking to their schedule of counting the ballots, almost 12 million of them. The results are being posted outside each local station for 24 hours, and political party observers are expected to make their own tally to corroborate the totals that will be announced in Baghdad later this week. After charges of irregularities are processed, a final result will be certified by the end of the month, and then the long game of coalition building will begin. After Iraq's last elections, it took 5 months to form a government. Iraq has been quiet the day after elections saw numerous explosions around the capital, most of which appear to have been loud but ineffective bombs designed to intimidate voters. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
A major stretch of interstate highway in Colorado is closed because of a huge rock slide. NPR's Jeff Brady in Denver reports no one was hurt, but there's been no word yet on when the highway may reopen.
The slide happened late last night about 140 miles west of Denver. It left boulders the size of a semi-truck in the freeway. Crews may have to use explosives to remove some of them. The Colorado Department of Transportation says a westbound bridge was damaged. There are now two large holes that will have to be repaired before the freeway through Glenwood Canyon can be reopened. That could take weeks, if not months. About 25,000 vehicles travel along the freeway each day. It's the major route between Denver and the largest city in western Colorado, Grand Junction. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
Stocks are trading in a tight range today on Wall Street following announcements of a new round of mergers and acquisitions that analysts say are raising investor hopes about the economy. The Dow Industrials are currently up 14 points at 10,552. The Nasdaq Composite Index is up 4 points. This is NPR News from Washington. Struggling insurance giant AIG says it has reached a deal to sell off a major foreign subsidiary to MetLife. NPR's Lara Abramson reports the proceeds from the sale will be used to help repay tens of billions of dollars that AIG owes to the New York Federal Reserve Bank, which helped bail out the company.
MetLife will pay $6.8 billion in cash and $8.7 billion in equity securities to acquire American Life Insurance, an international life, accident, and health insurance company with more than 12,000 employees. AIG says about $9 billion from the deal will go toward repaying the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which participated in the $182 billion bailout of AIG. The move follows news last week that AIG would sell subsidiary AIA Group to Prudential for more than $35 billion. AIG says the two sales will generate more than $50 billion to repay the government. In a move that remains controversial, the government intervened to save AIG in September of 2008, fearing the company's collapse could trigger a worldwide economic crisis. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Middle East envoy George Mitchell says he's pleased that Israel and the Palestinians have agreed to indirect Middle East peace talks. Mitchell will shuttle between the two sides in talks which will last up to 4 months. The U.S. Supreme Court is getting involved in a legal fight over the anti-gay protesters who show up at some military funerals with posters carrying messages such as, "Thank God for dead soldiers." The court has agreed to consider whether the protesters' messages, no matter how provocative, are protected by the First Amendment. A federal appeals court tossed out an award to the father of a Marine who was killed in Iraq. The man had sued for emotional distress and invasion of privacy.